The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag.
Sound familiar? We listened to this song first back in September. It's by the Somali-Canadian musician Kanon. This is his track, Waving Flag. Good morning, I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry all week. Today we're listening to our favorite segments from the past year, and we couldn't skip over this one. Kanon was born in Somalia and grew up during the Somali Civil War. He left the war-torn country with his mother and three siblings when he was 13, eventually settling in Canada. Somalia has never left him. In over four albums, he sung and rapped about his experiences. In September, we talked to him about this shortly after his first return to Somalia since leaving 20 years earlier. John asked Kanon about this lyric from Somalia. Take a listen.
So what you know about the pirates that terrorize the ocean? To never know a simple day without a big commotion. It can't be healthy just to live with such a steep emotion. And when I try and sleep, I see coffins closing.
You still see, when you close your eyes, coffins closing?
The imagery there is important in that we've kind of made pillows and blankets out of war. It's been a long time that this kind of instability and hurt has been in production. And so that is the imagery. It's the, you know, because the human has to at some point feel, you know, like they're seeking rest, but then we can't. We live in this condition.
We're talking to Kanon, a Somali-Canadian poet, rapper, and songwriter who returned to Somalia after 20 years, essentially, of having escaped the Civil War. And Kanon, I spent some time in Somalia in 1992, when you probably were still there. I went to Baidoa, Bardera, Hargeisa, Mogadishu. I have to say, it was one of the scariest places for all of the chaos and the armaments and the disease and the famine. One of the scariest and most beautiful places I've ever been.
Yeah, that's the paradoxical context of Somalia. I mean, but the truth about this place is I always found that we have kind of stripped it out of context, and then it becomes scary in that spooky way. It becomes thorny and no one wants to address a place like that when it's scary in that mysterious way. But Somalia isn't scary mysteriously. It's scary for a reason. It's people without a centralized government for 20 years. It's filled with arms. It's poverty infested. It's a complicated, well, not even complicated, but a complex conflict. And so it's scary, it's contextualized for the Somali people, but for the outside world, it is not.
Yeah. Kanon, describe returning to the hospital where you were born.
Well, the hospital was very powerful visit for me because here you saw this incredibly large feeling of hopelessness sort of surrounding this place. But then parallel, that was the work of hope itself. You know, the doctors there were volunteers, nurses were volunteers, people were just doing everything that they can to make life work, to make life continue. And it overcrowded and, you know, hospital serving, you know, hundreds of thousands of people. And no one there really but Somalis to just make it work, you know, and so it was a strong and a lasting image in my mind being there.
It's very heroic to imagine and to recall, even for the time that I was there, the amount of effort that goes into survival in a place like Somalia. The image that stands out for me, there's this place up in the north of the country, do you know it, where there's actually this huge airstrip that was built by the United States during the Cold War that the space shuttle was supposed to land on if they ever got an emergency. You know that?
Yeah.
It's just one of those tragic, there's that kind of stuff all over Somalia, and yet you can't imagine a road back. Do you see a road back for the country?
I do. I think if we, in fact, start to travel towards the road back, I don't think it's far away to get there. I don't think it's the kind of country that is dug in so deep that it's hard to kind of get out. I think we're under an ocean of trouble. But I do believe that in one breath, having allocated to the right parts of the lung, we can come out and breathe. But that's a systematic situation. That is that's something that needs real thought, and it needs real experience in the Somali political sphere and Somali people's vision to make that happen. The trouble with the world has been that there's been a lot of foreign policy affecting Somalia without the Somali expertise in mind at all.
What
keeps on?
Before we go, what can you do? What did it occur to you to do? What capacity do you have to change things?
Well, it just encouraged me to do that which I already do, what's natural for me. It's for me, as soon as something feels like it's moved me, I go to melody, I go to words, and you know, the Times piece that I wrote and the music that I played the other night at the Clinton Global Initiative has moved a lot of people, and so I know how to do that best, but I also don't see anybody else doing much else for my country, so I step into places where I don't feel the best in, but I can kind of survive. You know, I want to create, hopefully, a dialogue, a real dialogue around Somalia that opens up the world's fenced heart, because right now, no one looks at Somalia and doesn't feel like they've been betrayed by it, and so they blame it, and so they don't want to address it.
That was Somali-Canadian musician Kanon. John spoke to him back in September after making his first trip back to Somalia after leaving at the age of 13.
When I get older, I will be stronger, stronger, stronger. I will be stronger, stronger, stronger. I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a wave in.